Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Look at 2 Corinthians 13:14. And look what he says here. May the grace of the Lord, this is Paul, may the grace of the Lord, written by the Holy Spirit, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Right? So the Holy Spirit is God, Jesus is God, and the Father is God. All three of them are God. The Holy Spirit is equal to God. He is God. So don't undermine Him. Don't do a thing in your day without Him. Whatever you do, do with Him. Amen. I mean, when I play golf, people think I'm crazy because I'm talking to him all the time. Amen. One guy said to me, it's not fair. I said, why? He says, you got someone helping you. I said, yep, I have. You can have him too. Yeah. I gave them books on the new birth and my wife's CD, all these guys now. So let's see what happens next week. I'm telling them now. I don't care what they think. They don't play golf with me anymore. It's their loss. Amen. But Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. They are all the same. The Holy Spirit is God. I need God. And if I need love, if I need finances, if I need wisdom, whatever I need, the Holy Spirit's there. He's giving it to me. All I've got to do is ask. But ask nothing wavering. Because the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and he will receive nothing, the book of James says. I've got to ask with belief. I've got to believe, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So when the world and the devil in the world attacks me, I've got to believe I've got someone greater in me that's going to push him right out of the park. Well, you know, I should have made it already and I haven't made it. Who cares? Well, I'm really past my prime. Says who? Says who? Remember this. You got the bat. You own the ball. And God is your umpire. And you keep swinging until you hit a home run. That's it. Don't care how many times you've missed. You just keep swinging. You'll hit it out of the park. That's how God deals with the devil. God's not counting your mistakes. He's not counting the wrongs. He's not counting what you haven't done. He's not that kind of a God. He's a loving God. And he's saying, I've got the power. I'm everywhere, I'm all powerful, and I know everything. Lean on me, and I'll turn it around. So who is the Holy Spirit? He's God. Do I need him? Absolutely. Do I need him on the drive home? You better believe it. Do I need him while I'm sleeping? You better believe it. When I wake up, oh yes, before your foot hits the ground, you need him. Hello? When you're on the job, do I need him? Absolutely. If I'm writing an exam, do I need him? Yes, you do. When I go for a checkup, a physical, do I need him? Yes, you do. When I'm looking for the finances, do I need him? Absolutely. When my children go out, do I need him? Yep, you do. When I start a business, do I need him? Yep, you do. When I'm looking for an increase, do I need him? Yep, you do. God raises up and God takes down. You can't do anything without him. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You can do absolutely nothing. Don't even go a half a day without the Holy Ghost. You tap into the Holy Ghost. You say, here we are. What are we doing today? And then let him tell you. Because we do something. We say, hey, fix up my mess. Now, God will bless your mess because that's how good he is. But he doesn't want to keep fixing up your mess after mess. He wants you to follow him for a change. Can you say amen? And he'll turn every situation around in your life. I'm telling you, I love the Holy Ghost. I love God. I mean, I just love God. Thank God. Thank you for being you. Without beginning, without end. Amen? So I want to encourage you, please, please speak to the Holy Spirit. Pray in other tongues. Pray in the Spirit. Jude 6 says, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What happens when you pray in the Holy Ghost? Remember, He edifies the church. Remember that resort? When you pray in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit's praying through you. And you're praying God's perfect will, and you're edifying yourself by praying in the Holy Ghost. It's Him who edifies you, but by you opening your mouth and praying in tongues, you're giving Him opportunity to now edify you. Pray in tongues. If you've got nothing to do, pray in tongues. If you're driving in your car, pray in tongues. And the more you pray in tongues, the better your life gets.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth. Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Amen. We've been talking about a lot of stuff over 2014, and we went into 2015, and God's given us some incredible word, and we just thank God for the word that He gives us. How many of you thank God for the word that He gives us? Because listen, if the word cannot change your life, God's got nothing else to offer you. I just want you to know. If the word cannot change you, then God's got nothing more for you. You understand? Because God is the word. John 1 tells us, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. And in verse 14 says, the word became flesh. Remember, He says He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent Jesus. So if the word cannot help you, God's got nothing else for you. There's a powerful anointing on the word of God. And when the word of God, which is written in the Bible, called the Logos, that's the Greek word for the written word, that's a written word. When you've got the written word inside of you, because you've been reading it, God can then, through His Holy Spirit, turn it into a rhemos, which means a revelation, living word in your life. But if you haven't got the word in you, you can't get the revelation. You can't get what you need. So the word of God, we need to be grateful to God for the word of God. I don't know if you're aware of that. You're not just sitting here to listen to someone speak some fancy words. You're sitting here for some life-changing words. Can you drop me down a little bit? I'm a little bit hot. You're here for life-changing words. You should leave this place different than the way you come in. You should at least say, I've got some tools now whereby I can get out there and change that sin in my life. Change that no money in my life. Change that sickness in my life. Change the addictions in my life. Get my kids off drugs. Get them out of jail. Get favor in the courtroom. Because the Word of God has got the power of God in the Word of God to do what the Word says it can do. And Jesus Christ Himself said, man will not live by bread and bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And God said, my word will not return to me void. It will prosper in the thing whereunto I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. So the word of God is powerful. So you better be grateful and thankful to God that you're in a church that the word comes with rhema attached to it. Amen. You're not just sitting here, oh, hum, I'm here because it's Sunday. No, you're sitting here because I'm hungry. Or did you come here because you got a religious duty? And you can, you know, thus thee and thou, and I can speaketh, and I knoweth 10 scriptures. And I live like a dog at home and a pig, but yeah, in church I'm really holy. God's not interested in that kind of nonsense. God's interested in your heart and you being changed. You see, where the rubber meets the road is where you really make change in your life. Not how many scriptures you know, it's where you change from being nasty to being loving. From being know-it-all to being humble. That's what God's, that's where the rubber meets the road, family. Not how many scriptures you know and where, who knows you and who you know. Amen. Amen. I just thought I'd say that. So we've been learning about the Word of God, who we are in Christ. Because half of the body of Christ don't even know who they are and what they possess. They think, I'm just a no good, nothing going sinner. You know, I'm a sinner, saved by grace. You're not a sinner and you're not saved by grace. Because if you're a sinner, you're not yet saved by grace. If you're a saint, you're now saved by grace. People got that attitude where, I'm just no good. Oh, I'm not holy. If you're not holy, you're not getting into heaven. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:30 and many other places, God himself sanctifies you. That means makes you holy. He sets you apart. He makes you a royal priest with a kingly, a king with a royal priestly anointing. God's done all of that for all of us. So don't walk around thinking, well, I'm just a nobody. You're not just a nobody. You're a somebody with a place to go. You've got a vision and a destiny given to you by God. And if you just stay with God, you'll fulfill the vision and you'll fulfill your destiny. And if you've got dead dreams, God says, I'll bring them back to life. And we've been learning who we are in Christ. We're not just nobody sitting in a nowhere place going nowhere. We're world changers. God changed the world with 12 people that heard the word, walked with the word, talked with the word, ate the word, slept with the word. He said, I am the bread of life. If you don't eat of me, you cannot have no part of me. And you know, most of the people ran away when he said that. They said, this guy's Meshuggah, we're getting out of here. He even said to the 12 disciples, he says, do you want to go with them? They said, no, where will we go? You've got the truth. He said, if you continue in my word, if you continue my word, what will happen? You'll know the truth. And what? The truth will make you free. It's a word of God. You can't live by bread and bread alone. You've got to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We know the animals can, the birds can. They can live by bread and bread alone and seed and whatever else, and the fish. But mankind has to live with food for your outer body, and you have to live with the word for your inner body. Amen. Because it's the word of God that changes you. It's not the steak you eat. Some people say, oh, the car he drives maketh a man, or the clothes he wears maketh a man. That's nonsense. The word he's got inside of him maketh a man. Amen. So, we're finding out a few things about Jesus Christ and who we are and what we mean to him and what he means to us. See, the four Gospels, never forget, talks about the life, the birth, the life, the death, the burial, resurrection, and the ascension of Christ. That tells you all about that. But the epistles, all the books after the Gospels, tells you what it means in your life and what it stands for. For instance, Galatians 2:20. We wouldn't have known we were crucified together with Christ if we didn't read in Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified together with Christ. Therefore, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives where? In me. You understand? And so the Gospels are the life and death and burial of Christ, and the epistles tell you what it means. Do you know in 2 Corinthians, it tells you you have the mind of Christ? Stop saying, I'm such a fool. I'm such an idiot. I can't do anything. I haven't got an education. You got the mind of Christ. How dare we speak that way? I have the mind of Christ. He went all out to give me all he's got. You see, God treated Jesus Christ like he would have treated you and me, full of sin, sickness, disease, and filth. He treated Jesus like us. And he put our judgment and our punishment on Jesus so that he can treat us like his son, Jesus Christ. But the Gospels tell you that. And so I'm going to tell you some positional truths we have in Jesus Christ. These are positional truths. Number one, go with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5. And while you're turning there, I'll tell you what the positional truths are. I'm just going to give you a few. Three, I'm going to give you, because let me tell you, one positional truth is that you're healed. Amen. In Christ, you're healed. He said, by my stripes, you what? Are healed, and in New Testament, were healed.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries, such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.